This is Ron, and this is episode 134 of Ron's Update. This episode is what I'd consider a lost episode. I recorded it on Father's Day, but I never did put it out in a podcast, so I decided this would be episode 134. Morning. It's time to wake up. It's Sunday morning, Father's Day, and I should have woke up hours ago, but since I stayed up late, I didn't get up early. This seems to be a common thread on my weekends. I always plan to get an early start. You know, I'll set my clock for 6 in the morning, and with good intentions of getting up, getting dressed and heading out early and getting an early run when it's nice and cool, you know, and the sun's not up as high and all that kind of stuff. I'm upstairs and I'm walking downstairs if you wonder what's going on. And it always falls apart because I end up staying up late, and then I adjust my getting up time based on how long, you know, how late I stayed up to get my about 7 hours of sleep in. So it always falls apart every Saturday and every Friday night, and every Saturday night because of that. So once again, it's almost 10 o'clock and I got up, I guess I woke up around 8:30 probably. And of course I lay in bed and do my HRV reading. I do that every morning. And then I read emails and I look at Facebook a little bit and, you know, all that kind of junk. And it all adds up to a big time waster is what it boils down to, getting the coffee pot out of the dishwasher. And so that happens very frequently. I just waste a lot of time when I ought to be up and about doing the things I want to do. Like this morning, after I did my HRV reading, then I went on YouTube and watched a video of some microphones that you attach to GoPros. And it just so happens that I ordered one of those mics, not for my GoPro, but for my iPad. Yeah, I'm taking a course on, what's it, Udemy, whatever it is. They have video courses, and I signed up for one on how to film using your iPad and your iPhone, and it had, you know, various accessories to get if you want to, you know, film with like good sound and stuff like that. And one of the microphones that the guy did a review on for the GoPro, I think he had a GoPro 4. You know, Hero 4, but it's basically the same mic that I ordered for my iPad. It's going to be interesting. This course I'm taking on how to film with the iPad, it's pretty interesting. I had never even thought of using my iPad as a main thing to film, but it looks like it really worked good. There are cases that you can get for your iPad where you can mount, you know, mount it on a tripod and all that stuff. And it also has a, this particular case I looked at, it has where you can put a lens attachment on there to make it video in wide angle, you know, stuff like that. So it's interesting stuff. I signed up for 3 courses on that Udemy. They're cheap, so and they're pretty interesting. So I'll be going through those and reviewing how they turned out. The iPad one right now is the one that's got my interest the most. You can translates to the iPhone, iPad or iPhone. So this is supposed to be a running podcast, isn't it? Well, since I got a late start and it's supposed to rain this afternoon, I'm going to try to go out and get in a run of about between 3 and 4 miles before the weather changes. And I'll probably go over to Mountain Park. That's not too far from my house. Yesterday I ran 6 miles from my house. Ran over to Parkview, around the track a couple of times, and then back home and got in a little over 6 miles. Which I'm kind of behind on my mileage. This past week was not a good week for my training. I've run 2 days this week. I ran Tuesday and Saturday, and I've only got 8 miles in. So if I run today, I'll end up with about 12 miles for the week, which is pretty low, particularly when you're training for Peachtree Road Race. But like, I never trained for the Peachtree Road Race in all these years. I've had some good ones because I used to go up to North Carolina in the summer to a running camp that just happened to be a couple of weeks before Peachtree. So I'd go up there, run, you know, in the 50 to 60 mile range for the week, and then come back and taper a little bit and run Peachtree. Doing that, I think the best I ran Peachtree was 41 minutes. Peachtree is not my record 10K, that's for sure. I think my record 10K, they used to run a 10K race up in Cartersville, the Atlanta Track Club did, and I ran a 39.01 on that course, and then there's another race in Tucker, Georgia, the Charlie Harris 10K, and I ran a 39 flat on that course. So those are my two records. But anyway, how'd I get off on that tangent? When I was talking about filming and talking about running today, and it just wander off, you know. But I need to do something. I've come to the conclusion that training plans never last long for me. If you've listened to any of my podcasts over the time I've been doing it, it seems like if I start a training plan, if I get into one for 6 weeks and stick with it for 6 weeks, that's about the limit I can make it before I start wanting to try something else. So what I really need is just not a training plan, just a you know, like a master running scheme or whatever, where on I try to get in so many hours a week or so many miles a week, but don't really worry about which day I run the most on, which way I, you know, kind of run by feel type thing. But the goal is to do a certain amount. And I've been thinking about just kind of switching back. I used to, long, long time ago, when I used to pay a lot of attention to Arthur Lydiard's stuff, and I really still I pay attention because it, his plan, how he trained people, is still valid today. I mean, pretty much it's a standard for all training as far as I can see. Hard days, easy days, slow days, you know. But in some of the books I've got of his, all of his plans are based on time, not distance. So if I think back when I was running 10Ks on his plan, you might run 30 minutes one day, 60 minutes the next day, alternating those, and then on your long run, run an hour and a half, something like that. Depending on where you are in the plan. And I guess that's kind of what I want to get back to, is not worrying so much about how many miles I run, just get the distance, get the time in. Now, I'd like to get a little bit of speed back. I've slacked off on my speed using heart rate training, and having my threshold set so low, I've been really running slow. And I know that that's good for you or works for you, but you got that urge that you just want to run faster, you know? Because just chugging along all the time, it just, you know, makes me feel like I'm slow all the time. And I don't know if I'm slow now or not. You know what I'm saying? Feel slow because all my races are slow. No, not my races. I mean, well, they probably are slow, but I mean, my daily runs are slow, and I look in my log and I'm seeing 14 minute miles where I used to see nines, you know. And so you go, man, you think I really got to be that slow? And I'm sure that there's some compromise between this heart rate training and speed. I'm thinking I could raise my heart rate a little bit and still get the same thing out of it. I'm eating walnuts now. I'm rude, right? Eating while I'm talking to you. But I like walnuts. They're good. Got my coffee brewing. Eating some walnuts. I don't know what I want for breakfast. I've been experimenting with cooking grits. I mean, after all, I do live in the South, right? And I've got these grits. I think they're quick grits. Let's see. Quaker grits, quick 5 minutes. And you can put them in the microwave. Take a quarter cup of grits, a cup of water, a little bit of salt. Put them in the microwave for a certain amount of time. And it says cook in about 5 minutes. Well, it says on the box, microwave on high 3 to 4 minutes, or until thickened when stirred. But anyway, it says put in a 2-quart microwavable container. Well, I just put it in a soup bowl, and it overflowed in the microwave, made a mess. Then I got a bigger bowl. I said, surely this one will work. It overflowed and made a mess. So I'm trying to find a bowl big enough to do these grits and not make a mess out of them. And, of course, when I get them out of the microwave, they're too hot to eat. Anyway, my wife used to make grits on the stove in like a little double boiler, you know, like have water in the bottom and the grits are in the top section and they cook. And those were excellent grits. And I just can't reproduce those. And the microwave version is about the best I'm ever going to get. So, well, I've gone off on a tangent again. Let's get back to running. So I'm going to do probably about 3.6 miles today. And I think I'm going to raise my heart rate threshold back up to where I used to do 118. That's only 3 beats difference, but pace-wise, that's a big difference. That'll put me from 14-minute pace down to 13-something, you know. Might be a high 13, but it'll be under 14 usually. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Go out and run my 3.6 miles, and then and today's my seafood day. I'm going to go eat shrimp this afternoon. And I love fried shrimp. Well, I don't know how good or bad they are for you. I don't really care. I just like shrimp. And I'm going to eat them. Well, I think I've rambled on enough. I have made no sense whatsoever. So I think I'll just stop recording and come back later. What do you think? See ya.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.